Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan, and special guest with me on the phone tonight, speaking with Randy Houser, who is going to be performing Sunday night at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Petoskey. Hey, Randy, how are you?
I'm good, Susan. How about yourself?
I am not doing too bad at all, and I know that you were in the studio recently. Are we getting some new music? What were you working on?
Always working on new music. The way that the cycle works is just like people constantly put out new music all the time rather than just waiting for an album. So I've had to really kind of adjust my way of thinking of that, because I sort of have always been the kind of guy that makes an album and then, you know, waits till I got all the songs written to start recording again. And now it's just different. So
I know. Do you like the way it's changed or not so much?
It's hard to say, because I really enjoy being in the studio. You know, I built a studio at my house during COVID. It gave me something to do and something to learn. As many years as I've spent in the studio, I never had to be my own engineer. You know what I mean? It actually saves a lot of money being able to have my studio at home, and I don't have to go rent a place and hire an engineer and all that stuff. So I was able to adjust to the new way of doing things and can sort of make music less expensive. You know,
and
I mean,
in your own time frame, too. Like, if you feel like cutting something at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can head out to your studio.
You know what? How many times I do that? I'll get song ideas. I'll go down in the studio and start working on them, start writing them, and then start kind of recording pieces of them and things like that. So it has changed things a lot, and I guess it's the way it is. You know, roll with it.
You have to. You either have to adapt or you're going to get left behind. That's pretty much how it goes. Does it affect having is your son 8 months old now?
Yeah, he's 9 months old.
Are you getting up with him and then staying up and doing songs?
Yes. We were on the bus last night at 11 o'clock, and we actually went to another studio to record bass and drums last night in an area called Berry Hill. But, like, you know, I was up at 5:45 in the morning with Huck and Banks, so they just get up early. And then I was in the studio till 10:45, enough time to haul butt to the bus last night. So, it's, you know, I was up for most of the day with them, and then I went in the studio at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and stayed till 10:45, and then I got on the bus, and we're in Illinois now. It's just go, go, go. You know, when you have young kids, it's like, got to get up with them.
Yeah, exactly.
When I'm on the road, I miss so much of things that I get to do with them, so I love to get up and cook breakfast with them. And it's a hard adjustment for me, because after a show, I'm pumped up till 3 a.m. because my adrenaline just gets kicking so hard. So it's kind of it's a tough adjustment to try to be at home dad when I'm home for 3 or 4 days. And then at nighttime when I'm the weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm on the bus playing shows. So it's like a constant adjustment. Just like everybody else, daddy has to go to work.
Let's talk about your latest album, Note to Self, and the song that you released late last year. What went into making that album, and do you have a favorite track on it?
I mean, I love that song, Note to Self. I really do. I think it was one of those songs that kind of catapulted me into making that album. That time of whenever we went into the COVID experience, you know, it was the first time in a long time that I sat still for more than a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was strange. And that was what the reason that I started writing that song was. It was like it gave me all this time to sort of reflect on my life for the past 15 years, been on the road, and like really like remember a lot of things that I'd done, look at all these old pictures and all this stuff that I never would have had a chance to do. So that was kind of where that song came from. It's probably my favorite song on there.
Well, we are going to play that real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk some more, okay?
Okay.
Randy Houser and Note to Self on Big Country 102.9. Big Country 102.9, Randy Houser and Note to Self. That is the title track off the album he released late last year. If you weren't playing music, what would you be doing?
What would I like to do?
Yeah.
I would probably be on a boat somewhere in the middle of the island. Yeah, I think that's what I'd like to do. I mean, I might be just fishing every day or, you know, I mean, I don't know if that is ever in the cars, but I would probably get a job on a boat doing something, fishing or somewhere pretty.
I got to tell you, the venue you're playing at on Sunday overlooks beautiful water. You should bring your fishing pole with you if you got any extra time at all.
I've heard so much about it. I hear there's great golf up there.
Absolutely.
I want to play some golf. Anything to get off the tour bus, I'm all about.
And it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend, so if you can find some place to either golf or go fishing, you should definitely take advantage of it. I know that you have been on tour with many, many different artists. Who has been the most fun to tour with?
You know what? That's a tough one because everybody's fun for different reasons. Been on tour recently with Cody Johnson, and I tell you, I mean, it's been one of my favorite tours ever. I'm not to say that. Dirks and Cody are right up there together as far as fun guys to tour with. It's hard to say which one I've had the most fun on because freaking Luke Bryan's tour was a whole lot of fun too, you know?
I mean, you're making music. How could it not be fun with pretty much everybody when you get to do what you love to do?
We're very blessed to get to do this, but it is hard work. No matter what anybody says, you stay gone from your family that much and then on the road 3 or 4 nights a week, but it is definitely a lot worse gigs to have.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very lucky, and I'm very thankful for what I get to do.
Is there somebody that you haven't toured with that you would love to go on the road with?
There's tons of people that I would love to tour with. I'd love to go tour with Luke Combs. I like Luke's music. I think he's an amazing singer. There's a lot of people that I would. And there's also people that I'd like to go tour with that are heroes, you know? I mean, like, I've toured with Willie. He was one of my biggest heroes and also become a buddy of mine over the years. George Strait would be another one that would be great. There's a lot of really great artists out there that'd be great tours to be on.
You have dipped your toes, let's say, into the acting field. Do you see yourself going to do any more of that? Is that something you would seek out or wait until something comes to you and you go, yeah, that sounds good?
That's kind of how it happened to begin with. It was just I got these calls to audition for these parts that someone thought I could probably do, and I didn't know. But you know what? I'm not like so much actively seeking that. Honestly, it takes time away from touring. And until you're a really serious actor that gets a lot of stuff, you don't get paid a whole lot.
Right.
I think for me, it was more like a really great life experience that I would definitely do again if it feels comfortable and it's a cool situation and a part that I really like.
All right, a couple of rapid-fire quick questions. Let's go. Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Biggest pet peeve?
Man, oh, I'll tell you what, my biggest pet peeve is whenever I see people talking about the word perform, when I see it on social media and they spell it preform.
Oh, okay, spelling errors, gotcha. All right, craziest fan story.
Well, I had a fan write me a really crazy letter describing what the inside of my house looked like.
That's creepy. Yeah. Okay, worst habit.
Gosh, that's a hard, I don't know. I got a few.
And what would you say would be your life motto?
I don't know. Just stay positive.
That works for me because that's what I try to do as well. Randy Houser, been a pleasure talking to you. Cannot wait for the show Sunday night. Great Lakes Center for the Arts. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, Susan.
There are still tickets available for that show. So if you want to get some, concert details on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.